Only one woman spoke at last weekend's General Conference for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which has sparked a lively discussion online. KUER's Lee Hale has more.
Rosemary Card is a 27-year-old small business owner who lives in Salt Lake City, and she's Mormon. According to her, she's very Mormon.
I'm all in. I'm in the deep end of the Mormonism pool.
In fact, Card's self-run business sells white dresses to Mormon women to wear in the temple, which she mentions at the top of a Facebook post she wrote Tuesday night. She went on to address the fact that there was only one female speaker at General Conference, in contrast to the 26 male speakers, and how she thinks that should change. She then spent the next 6 hours responding to comments.
I was up till 2, and I literally just sat at my computer.
As of right now, the post has over 600 likes and just as many comments and replies. Most of the response has been positive, but there are some vocal critics. Some commenters accuse Card of second-guessing the inspiration of church leaders, which she assures them is not the case. She read a section of her post to me which references the fact that women didn't used to pray at General Conference. Now they do.
Praying in conference was a tradition that changed. As far as I understand, having a predominantly male lineup for General Conference is a tradition that can change for the betterment of everyone.
She also shares a link to a talk by one of the Mormon apostles, Russell M. Nelson, in which he says more women's voices are needed in the church, a statement Card takes at face value. And she sees General Conference as the perfect opportunity for those voices to be heard. But year after year, that has not been the case.
Traditionally, there's two.
I know. So losing one isn't a lot, but then it is also a lot. I just kind of feel like, oh, come on. We can do a little bit better than that.
Which to some of her readers feels like an attack on their core beliefs, while for many others, it's a glimmer of hope and a step in the right direction. Lee Hale, KUER News.